Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
All of the papers are continuing their coverage of the crash on the M9 on Sunday. The Irish Daily Mirror on the front page, lethal weapon, and they have a picture of the five boys: Jack, 17, Alex, 17, Jeremy, 18, Joey, 15, and Camille, 17. And they say the Justice Minister is to propose a specific offence of driving in the wrong direction on a motorway, which I think surprises a lot of people who probably thought that driving down the wrong way of a motorway was a crime. But now it's going to be a specific offence. And there's two words on the front of the Irish Mirror, which is lethal weapon. The Irish Independent says crash teens posted videos of themselves during Garda chases. At least three of the youths killed on the M9 after ploughing into an oncoming car had previously bragged online about evading Gardaí by driving on the wrong side of motorways. And then the Irish Daily Star, carnage for clicks. Wrong way teens posed in videos of joyrides on TikTok. And then the Irish Sun, dying for likes. Taoiseach slams social media video craze. Joey Carthy, Alex McCarthy, Jack Kennedy, Camille Putskowski and Jeremy O'Brien all died as they crashed head-on into a car on Sunday. Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the craze of sharing wrong-way driving vids for social media for likes is shocking. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page has a quote from Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan: "You'll end up in prison or you'll end up in the grave. And criminals driving the wrong way down motorways will end up in jail or in the grave," the Justice Minister has said. So a lot of talk there from politicians yesterday, obviously because of all of the media questioning of what happened on the M9. And then finally on this story, the Irish Times: Gardaí to get whatever resources they require to tackle joyriders. Gardaí will be given whatever they need to deal with dangerous driving, including they're going to get pursuit training following the M9 motorway crash. And that probably took a lot of people by surprise to realise that no Gardaí are trained in the area of, properly trained in the area of pursuit driving. But Jim O'Callaghan says efforts are now underway to prepare new laws to strengthen protections for Gardaí involved in pursuits. And the Garda Commissioner has confirmed the training will be introduced this year. Also on the front of the Irish Times, protests planned for Trump's Doonbeg visit. And basically, this is the news that Irish authorities are bracing themselves for a significant security operation when Donald Trump comes to visit next month. And obviously, we have a lot of protests planned as well. We're going to be talking about this shortly here on Breakfast Briefing. But protest organisers say they expect a big, safe event and a family-friendly, peaceful protest in Dublin. And there are other protests planned for County Clare as well. And the protest will be under the banner of "No Welcome for Trump," according to the Irish Neutrality League. As I say, we'll chat about that in about 10 minutes' time. The Irish Examiner on the front page tells us, well, they have a picture of the Westmeath Rose on stage with the presenter Catherine Thomas during the Rose of Tralee Festival last night. I saw this live. Very powerful, I have to say, to see a rose standing on stage, taking off a wig and trying on new wigs. And the rose has lived with alopecia since she was a teenager. So that's the picture for the Irish Examiner. The Rose of Tralee continues again tonight. The other news, staying with TV, and this is the front page story on the front of the Irish Examiner: Mrs. Brown's Boys festive specials axed over an unexpected medical issue. So Brendan O'Carroll has announced that the recordings would not be going ahead as he required immediate surgery. Following a CT scan, it was found that he had two fractures in his jaw which require immediate surgery and a few months recovery. So they're not filming a new Mrs. Brown's Boys for, they used to do Christmas Day and New Year's Eve, I think. So that's not now going to happen. But knowing the BBC and RTE, sure, they might even show repeats of old Mrs. Brown's Boys, you never know. Now, obviously, we're still grappling with all the wildfires around Europe. The Irish Times tells us, though, about these crazy people in Wicklow who set fire to a pile of tyres and scrap in Wicklow. And as the Irish Times says, it has barely rained for weeks. The ground is parched And we've all these fire danger notices, but this didn't stop someone dumping and setting fire to a pile of tyres in Wicklow. Aidan Dempsey, who's Wicklow's chief fire officer, said it was the kind of madness that he and his crew have too often been dealing with this summer. Thankfully, the fire was confined to a small patch of ground. But unfortunately, that ground is where sheep and deer actually graze. And you can see the pictures in the Irish Times there as well. Other stories, the number of children being baptised in Ireland has fallen by 30% in 10 years. The Mail tells us Dublin has saw the largest drop. The Iona Institute went off and got figures from 23 of the country's 26 dioceses, and they show that the number of children being christened is down almost a third. And in the Archdiocese of Dublin, it's seen a 40% decrease in the number of children having the head wetted by the priest on their christening day. Research by the religious advocacy group suggests that the change over the last 10 years has been driven by falling birth rates and greater numbers of families turning away from the Catholic Church. So I suppose there the figures aren't really a surprise. If you're a fan of horses, you'll be interested in this story also from the Mail. So we all know that cats and dogs really just want to be fed. Now, they do enjoy our company, but mainly their goal is to get fed every day. But horses are actually different because horses choose a friendly human over more food, which is quite surprising. So horses were more likely to choose a small little portion of apple offered by someone with a friendly face rather than a whole rake of food offered by someone who feels a bit aloof to them. And the importance of an emotional connection was such that it even overrode the food motivation itself. This is according to the Journal of Animal Behaviour. Horses chose between a plate with half an apple on it and a plate with a quarter of an apple on it, and those that chose the larger option went on to the next stage where they were shown two women. One woman was friendly and offered a quarter of an apple, another was unfriendly and offered half, and overall, all the horses chose the friendly person with the smaller bit of apple rather than the bigger apple with the unfriendly person. So there you go. Final story comes from The Eye. I'm sure some of you listening to this show are morning people, and we have the signs now of how you know you're a morning person. Apparently 6 in 10 people describe themselves as a morning person. I think they're probably fooling themselves, but they say they wake up in flying form and they love getting up and getting up early. And the top signs that you're a morning person: number one, you fling open the windows to let some nice fresh air in, followed by you make the bed. Now, these people are clearly have taken leave of their senses if they're making the bed in the morning. Who has time for that? Also, they love the sound of birds chirping. They check the weather, they plan their outfit in the day, and they fling back the curtains the moment they get up, and they smile at strangers on the commute. They are all the people who are morning people.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.